Wisdom. The final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1247 of our trek, and time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, No One is Available. George was going to bed when his wife Martha told him that he had left the light on in the garden shed again, which she could see from their bedroom window. George grudgingly slipped on his robe and trudged downstairs, opened the back door, and headed out to the shed to turn the light off. As he approached the shed, George saw that there were four men in the shed stealing his tools and equipment. George quickly and quietly went back into the house and locked the door. He promptly phoned the police, where Officer Jacob asked him, "Is somebody in your house?" Which George replied, "No, but they're stealing my tools." Well, Officer Jacobs replied, "All the patrols are currently busy. Just make sure that all your doors are securely locked, and an officer would be along when available." George was really frustrated, but he said, "Okay," and he hung up the phone. He then counted to 30 and phoned the police again. "Hello, I just called a few seconds ago because there were people in my shed. Well, you don't have to worry about them now, cause I've shot them all." Then he promptly hung up the phone. Within 5 minutes, three police cars, an armed response unit, and an ambulance showed up at George's residence. Of course, the police caught the burglars red-handed, and after searching the shed area, the police cautiously approached George's house and pounded on the door, identifying themselves. Upon opening the door, the police saw that George and Martha were both fine. It was then that Officer Jacob asked George, "I thought you said that you shot them." To which George quipped, "I thought you said that no one was available." I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a good smile each day. And our Thursday thought is, never forget the three powerful resources you always have available to you: love, prayer, and forgiveness. And our verse for today is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Though I am least deserving among all God's people, He graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasure available to them in Christ. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,246 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, and to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Friday.